news, talk, sports. Now, the experts on AM 980.
And we're live at the Women's Lifestyle Show today at the London Convention Center. Our show continues right through until 5:30 with lots of interesting experts, and this half hour is no exception. The show is presented by Stan Portley's Timeless and Unique Giftware, and much of our show is going to focus on an increasingly popular method to refinishing your timeless collectibles with Van Gogh chalk paint. It's so popular that Stan Portley's are offering workshops, and we'll talk a great deal about that too, because we'd love more to sign up for them. Classes are available, too, through Bobby, our guest. So you have the option of uniquely finishing your furniture and or accessories with our special guest today. Welcome back to AM 980.
Well, thank you for having me here.
I dropped by the store. I had the first chance to see your store in London the other day. Paint a picture for me of what we'd expect if we were to be a first-timer there.
Well, in the store, you're going to come in and you're going to see our line of Canadian-made chalk paint. It comes in basically 25 beautiful, rich, vibrant colors, and we have four custom colors that we have for the store. So you're going to see that. You're going to see examples of pieces that have been painted with the chalk paint and some different techniques for finishing them. There's distressing, there's dry brushing, some of the different colors. You're going to see that. And we also do have a little bit of Canadian giftware in the store that we're trying to be more Canadian oriented as well.
Chalk paint, what is it? How does it compare to typical or traditional paint?
Well, chalk paint is very old. Chalk paint is what they painted the cave paintings with in France, and it's what was painted with the Sistine Chapel, used a form of chalk paint. It's basically just water, a binder, which would be your calcium carbonate and magnesium, and pigment, which is your color. It's very organic. Low in VOCs, it's water-based, so you can clean it up with soap and water. It doesn't have any harmful chemicals in it, and we actually finish our finishes on top of the Van Gogh chalk paint are a natural beeswax, which is made on Vancouver Island.
And we're going to talk about Vancouver in a moment, because you're just fresh back from some wonderful new looks and new ideas and new applications, and we'll talk about that in different glazes in a moment. But when I was at your store, the London location, which, by the way, is at 240 Richmond, right across from Labatt, John was showing me a bedroom set that you finished beautifully, I might add. It was all one can.
Yes. It was a three-piece bedroom suite, one of the styles that you would have seen from maybe the 1940s. So a headboard, a footboard, rails, a triple vanity mirror, and a dresser with a mirror. It was painted twice in a kind of an off-white, creamy color, and I still had probably, about a couple of inches left in the can of paint when I was done.
Now, we just mentioned bedroom suites. What are the items that are more commonly refinished or reborn or rekindled with chalk paint?
With the chalk paint, there is no limit except your imagination. You can paint pretty much anything with chalk paint. And one of the amazing things with the chalk paint, and this is where people get blown away, is that literally in 99.9% of the cases, there's no sanding and no priming required. So you just start painting. So if you had grandma's old china cabinet, which is kind of looking old and tired and a little bit beat up, you could just start painting that and renew it and bring it back to life in something more modern and vibrant.
Also put grandma in a picture and take care of a really cool chalk painted frame.
Yes, you can do frames, you can do metal, you can do your door. It's indoor, outdoor use. You could do Muskoka chairs. There's no limit to what you could do.
What did you discover by talking to Kathy Van Gogh out in Vancouver? You and John were out there, and from what I hear, you had a great trip, and you came back with so many new ideas. Share some of them with us.
Well, Kathy Van Gogh, who is the developer of this particular line of chalk paint, is a well-known decorative paint artist in the decorative painting world. And she developed this line of chalk paint because she was doing some of these methods that would take weeks to do a piece. She's developed products that you can now do in hours. So she is just a very warm and giving person. And one of the reasons she wanted to develop this paint was, she says, we don't just sell paint, we sell empowerment. So she wanted to make this easy enough that anyone can do. You do not have to be artistic. You don't have to be talented to do this. You just have to have a desire to want to try something new.
In fact, when I visited the store, John mentioned that there was a lady who was 70, and she'd love to take your workshops, but she said, you know, I'm not that artful. I'm not that creative. And you say, come on in, because you'll be very surprised at what you can accomplish with this type of paint.
Exactly. The paint is very forgiving. Anyone can use it. It's very easy to work with. And one of the things that's very nice about it is if you make a mistake, you just paint over it.
Yeah.
It's not like latex where you're making kind of a mess if you try to keep going back. This is very forgiving to work with.
Is it virtually unlimited in terms of the woods that chalk paint will adhere to best?
Virtually unlimited. Like I say, in 99% of the cases, you wouldn't have to do any sanding or priming. Sometimes if something is very, very, very glossy, you might have to give it, we call it scuff, that's enough. You don't have to get in there and break your arm trying to sand something. It's just to roughen up the surface a little bit. But most cases, you do not need to do that. It sticks to melamine, so you don't have to do anything to that. People have painted their countertops. It's fabulous on kitchen cupboards. So there's a lot of kitchen cupboards out there that are very tired and need a facelift. And this stuff is the way to go because of that no sanding, no priming part about the paint.
This goes through the process then. The Van Gogh chalk paint, gorgeous finishes for furniture. Step one is to grab your furniture to transform. So they just have to make the choice. What is the piece they're going to be working on?
Anything. So they've got grandma's coffee table that is old and beat up and they don't really like it, but they don't want to throw it away because it was grandma's coffee table. So start with a small piece. If you're not used to this, I don't think you might want to take on a bedroom suite if you want to start with something small.
And for your workshops, can they bring their own, or do you have materials, or do you have ideas where you're doing the training and it's you provide that?
We have different levels of workshops, and the level one workshop is basically a skills workshop. So in that one, we like to sort of teach you some brush techniques, some different distressing techniques, how the paint works, the different colors. So it's kind of a more of an introductory one. And then we have other levels that aren't as long. The level one is about a 5.5 hour course, and the other ones are maybe about 3-4 hours. And you can bring in a small piece of furniture as long as you can carry it through the door. We'll help you turn it into something new.
Number two on the list is getting your tools in place. What's involved?
Basically, you need a good brush. To apply the chalk paint, you would need a bristle brush. We actually sell those. So we have our own line, which Kathy developed, which are specific. She's done a nice job. They hold the paint very well, and they are good for getting into those hard-to-reach places and things like that. But any good bristle brush will work.
But it's recommended that you use the brushes that you have at the store. It just might do a little better job.
It would do a little bit better job, and it's a tool. It's something that you're going to have for a very, very long time. So if you take care of it, they just wash up with soap and water and you dry them properly. You can actually condition them with hair conditioner every now and then because they are natural bristle. You will have that for a long time. So we do recommend that you use our brushes, but you don't have to as long as it's natural bristle. Basically, you're going to need a rag, a pail with some water, and that's pretty much it.
And the rest is your creativity. But I saw some work that you did at the store, and it's coat on coat, and there's some wonderful blending of color that can really be transformed into an amazing effect.
Yes, one of the easiest techniques to teach is what we call a two-color French distressing technique. So basically, you would take the piece and paint it one color of your choice, and there's some fabulous colors, and you could paint, when that is dry, and the paint dries very quickly, you paint another color over top of that, let it dry, and then there are different distressing techniques. You can do it with a cloth, you can do it with a pot scrubby, you can do it with wet-dry sandpaper, and a cloth, and you just basically start wiping, distressing and wiping, rubbing and wiping, and then you get that sort of old world dented on the corners, you know, where people's hands have been opening cabinets and things like that. You get that worn look, and that's how you do that.
How long did it take you to get so good at this?
I've been painting furniture for probably about 9 years now. We have a store in Port Stanley, and I have used latex paint until I discovered this fabulous paint here, which would have saved me hours of my life.
And now won't go back.
So anyway, I've painted a long time. As far as the distressing My husband likes to say I come from a long line of servants, and we used to, my uncle was a driver for John Labatt, and my aunt worked for the Morgan family, who owned Waverly Mansion, and my other aunt worked for the Smallman family, who owned the estate up at Western, and we used to polish silver and furniture, so we know where it wears.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned Labatt, your store, your timeless and unique giftware emporium, is at 240 Richmond Street, right across from Labatt, and you're also in Port Stanley on the Bridge Street. Check out the website at stanportleeds.com, and I'll give you the number, 519-601-3666. There's still more to come, because we're going to talk about the first coat, and then we're going to talk about the second coat. We'll talk a little bit more about the distress and some of the other wonderful finishes that, to me, my eyes look like it almost has a 3D effect. And the texturing of it is really quite amazing for the furniture that you may have, those heirlooms, those keepsakes. Bring them to Stan Portley's Timeless and Unique Giftware, or you'll do it for them.
That's correct.
More on that coming up. The website, stanportleys.com. Painted Furniture Emporium, Home Decor, Unique Giftware, it's all under one roof. Back with more on AM 980's Experts.
My name is Alex Hannum, and I'm the president of the MedPoint Healthcare Center. This spring, it will be 6 years since we opened the doors of MedPoint. In that time, we have grown from one family doctor to 18 physicians, including specialists like surgeons, cardiologists, gynecologists, and dermatologists. We have already invested hundreds of thousands of dollars into new medical technologies to help our patients. And 3 years ago, MedPoint added fitness and nutrition programs along with 9 university kinesiology graduates who work hand-in-hand with our medical team in order to focus our efforts on prevention. We have helped thousands of Londoners find healthcare, fight heart disease, manage diabetes, and defeat cancer. What we are most known for, however, is our 3-hour comprehensive medical, our 5-hour platinum executive medical, and our year-round membership program. If you are looking for a personalized, comprehensive approach to your health, then you should see if MedPoint is right for you. Visit us online at medpoint.ca, because it's your health, it's your time.
Turn your passion for gaming into a career. Get into the game now with Trias College Business Technology Healthcare. You could be the creator of the next big game. At Trias College, you will conquer theory, game structures, and mobile game development with the Video Game Design and Development Program. Turn your passion into a career. Get in the game now with Trias College. Visit startmycareer.ca.
Ah, bonjour, Randy. It's red wine. Last night was lovely. Appetizers, dinner, dessert, all the way into the bedroom. Till you fell asleep with your fly open. Dommage, too much vino. But better to sleep it off than drive home drunk, no?
Whatever you got up to earlier, we're glad you didn't drink and drive.
A message from AM 980.
Frank Winters here with my brother Henry. And at Huron Tractor, we're big on deer season.
Get ready for green grass and yellow seeds. With the full season of great savings on John Deere, Gator utility vehicles, tractors, and lawnmowers.
But Henry, why the yellow seat?
Because unlike a black seat, yellow doesn't heat up in the sun and burn to touch. It's attention to detail that goes into all our John Deere products.
Get into a yellow seat and give us a try before you buy.
With big deer season savings, on now at HuronTractor.com.
There are markets, then there's Covent Garden Market. We're more than the finest of produce, meats, cheeses, spice, breads, and dining at its best. Covent Garden Market also offers the finest in gifts, jewelry, sweets, shoe and watch repair, dry and wet cleaners, and London's busiest homeopathy. Affordably fresh, friendly, and local. Covent Garden Market, the heart of London. Serving London with a smile since 1845.
Imagine everything you're hearing represents your mouth. Do you hear the violins? They're your teeth. Do you hear the drums? They are your gums. Can you hear the flute? That's your tongue. Did you hear my accent disappear? That's oral cancer. When you don't know what you're looking for, dental health issues are easy to miss. Your dentist sees things you can't. Book an exam today. A message from the Ontario Dental Association.
News, talk, sports. Now, back to the experts on AM 980.
at the Women's Lifestyle Show, London Convention Center. This show presented by Stan Portley's Timeless and Unique Giftware Emporium. They have two locations there in London at 240 Richmond, right across from Labatt, and also in Port Stanley on Bridge Street today. We're focusing on an increasingly popular method to refinishing your timeless collectibles, or, you know, maybe we'll be using the word paint a little bit less and talk more about makeup. You know where I'm going with that, right?
Yes.
Van Gogh chalk paint, so popular that Stan Portley's are offering workshops. We're going to come back to the process in a moment, Bobby, but I would like to invite those listening in to take part in these very cool workshops. So they're offered in different ways. Tell us about that.
We have workshops that we're putting on in our Port Stanley location as well as in the London location, and we have schedules set up. We usually go about 2 months out in advance, so we're setting up the April and May schedules now, and we have different levels. There's a basic level one, which we recommend for anyone, even people who kind of know how to paint or have painted furniture but have not used chalk paint. It's very easy to work with, but it does have a little bit different properties, so we would strongly suggest they take the level one first, and then from that they can move on to advanced techniques in the painting. We have a new line of furniture makeup, which was mentioned, which it takes your refinishing of furniture to a whole new level.
So I have this coffee table, and we're painting it up with Van Gogh chalk paint, and we put that first coat of paint on, and you say, go for it, extra thick, more than maybe you would need.
You're going to put the Van Gogh chalk paint collection, and all chalk paints are a little bit thicker than latex paints. You can actually, when you're stirring them, you can leave your stir stick. It'll kind of stand up in the middle of the paint. That's how thick it is. So the brushes that we have designed hold the paint very well, and the paint goes on a little bit thicker. And depending on the color of the paint, sometimes one coat of paint will completely cover the piece. Sometimes you might have to do a second coat if it's one of the lighter colors of chalk paint. Just depends on the look that you're going for. But very easy. It goes on very fast and dries very fast.
And because it goes on very fast, and because it can be very thick in its first coat, you may not necessarily need a second coat.
You might not need a second coat. There are certain colors that one coat will cover the piece completely.
And again, you mentioned it earlier, but explain to those new to this, what do you mean by distress?
Distressing is where you would take either a cloth or a pot scrubby or some wet dry sandpaper and just distress the piece down to the original wood. Or had you put on two different colors of paint, you can distress down to the different levels of paint, and you're doing that around areas that would normally be distressed from normal wear and tear on a piece of furniture.
And then once I'm satisfied with the look, then we get a damp cloth and finish that off.
You're using a damp cloth to get the distressed look, and once you've got the look that you're happy with, you just sort of always tell people, whatever your work, put it down and walk away, because sometimes you can get carried away and you don't know when to stop. It just depends on the look that you're looking for. So you just let it dry, just the water to evaporate, and then you're ready to move on to your finishing steps.
And the finishing coat is beeswax, and is it noticeable?
No, it's a natural beeswax product made on Vancouver Island by an artisan couple out there who also own a winery. And it is beeswax. It's non-toxic. Your kids can chew on it, and it's not going to harm them. Basically, you're putting on a very thin coat of that. It's like hand lotion, the way you would treat it. So you're not putting on a lot, but it goes a long way. And you basically put it on. You're using a special brush, again, that we have. It's kind of like a flat brush that's ergonomically designed, so it's not hard to do. You're kind of just pushing it into the chalk paint surface, and then you're wiping it off. And you want to leave it so that it's not tacky or sticky, so you're just basically wiping it off. It takes about 30 days for the wax to cure and give you a nice hard surface.
To buff or not to buff?
The more you buff, the shinier it's going to get. It has kind of a nice matte, very smooth, yummy kind of finish, and just the more you buff it, the shinier it's going to get, that's all.
So it may not be your choice to buff it too high a gloss, because you want that look to be consistent with
exactly.
The uniqueness of the chalk paint, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. What are some of the questions that you've already answered today on day one here at the Women's Lifestyle Show, coming up to your display? Some of the people who have asked you some questions.
They can't truly believe that there's the no sanding, no priming. So I actually have completed a piece today in the booth that we're at the Women's Lifestyle Show here. And it's a little hall console table with a cupboard. It actually has probably taken me, I put two coats of paint on it, and it's probably taken me less than 12 minutes to paint that. And it was just a very rough piece of furniture that I didn't do anything to other than I dusted it a little bit.
Well, recall when we were at the show over at the Progress Building, you sold it because the person who was next door to you at the display saw it from start to finish and said, it's mine.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. People just can't get over how easy it is to work with. And we have examples of kitchen cupboards before and after, like a maple cupboard or an oak cupboard that, you know, kind of looks old and beat up, and we've done them painted, and people can't get over that. And that's really something that people are excited about. And we actually have a special cabinet finishing workshop where you would bring actually one of your cabinet doors and a drawer front, and we would give you an example one to start on. Again, though, we recommend that you would take the level one first before you took the cabinet workshop.
Do you find yourself encouraging more people who come in for the first time and ask you about, well, how much would it cost for you to do your artistry on a piece of furniture that I have for you, that you're encouraging them to do it themselves?
We are definitely encouraging them to do it themselves, because the investment in taking the workshop is well worthwhile, because then you're empowered to do this yourself and you don't have to do just one piece. You could carry on and do whatever you wanted to do.
And we're at the Women's Lifestyle Show, so wouldn't it be a great girls' night out? Bring your friends.
Perfect girls' night out. This is a lot of fun when you get a bunch of ladies together. We like to hold the workshops down to about maybe between 4 and 6 people, just so that you can have some time with everybody. But it's a lot of fun, and all the ladies who do it have a great time. We're actually going to be having a workshop in May just before Mother's Day, and we're calling it a mother-daughter workshop. And we're going to be doing a special kind of wishes and granted wishes box that they can work on. And that's something that would be fun for mothers and daughters to come out and do.
And finally, are you always looking for new techniques? You came back with some wonderful ideas in Vancouver, but you must always be looking for new things, new ideas, new looks.
We're always doing that, and we have a great group of people who are, Kathy Van Gogh is putting together, who are going to be retailing this product across North America.
Great exchange of ideas and brainstorming. And
fabulous. Actually, if you went to our website, there are links to everyone else's websites. We're posting all our work and all the pieces that we've done and different ideas. You can paint pumpkins. You can paint different things. We have this new line of furniture makeup. So we have embossing plasters so that you could add interesting relief to different pieces. If you had a plain piece, you could do something to make it look older or have some more detail. We have luminescent metallic paints. We have crackle. We have a crackle that we call ancient crackle that makes something look like stone. So there's all sorts of fabulous, fun things to do.
And you're seeing that the demand for this is increasing.
It's increasing all the time. One of the things that I've found is that there's some younger ladies who are just getting married, and maybe they don't have a lot of cash to go out and buy new furniture, but they're setting up new homes. So they can go to, you know, Goodwill and Habitat Restore and these places and pick up interesting pieces of old solid furniture that needs some refreshing. And with our paint, they can put a whole household together and pull it all together with the paint.
And in many cases, that furniture is going to last a whole lot longer than necessarily buying new.
Yes, that's true. It's not made of press board. It's made of solid wood.
And no two pieces will look alike, and that's must be a very popular benefit of the chalk paint.
Yes,
experience.
It is. It's yours. It's empowering.
Mm-hmm. Well, so are you, and we'll hope that we can fill up those workshops. So they're encouraged to give you a call at the store or check out the website at stanportleys.com. You can get a hold of Bobby at 519-601-3666. Your store hours.
Currently, we're open Wednesday through Saturdays. We're leaving Mondays and Tuesdays open for workshops, but we also do workshops on Saturdays, and we do workshops in Port Stanley as well on Saturdays.
All right. Look forward to having you back next month on the show, too.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Coming up next, we have The Whole Pig, AM 980's experts. We're live at the Women's Lifestyle Show at the London Convention Center.